Day 175, or June the 24th. What you believe is what you do. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. First, the big picture surrounding this verse. A number of the Bible writers used different ways to aid memory for those who were unable to read and had to rely on the scribes and rabbis to know what the Bible said. A favorite method was to take each letter of the Hebrew alphabet and use each one in turn to record a particular theme. The writer of Psalm 119 wanted to extol the virtues of the Word of God, and he used this acrostic method. However, the writer had so much to say that each letter had 8 thoughts linked to it, and that is why Psalm 119 consists of 22 portions of 8 verses each, making a total of 176 verses. I remember writing each one as a punishment, but now I read them to thank God for His word. And now our action step for today. When I was at school, we were often given lines to write out as punishment for bad behaviour. At least I was. Too often. I clearly recall being told to write out a psalm from the Bible, but not just any old psalm. Psalm 119. I thought I'd got off lightly until I turned to the Bible. Despite that, it is still one of my favourite psalms. The whole point that our chosen verse for today teaches is that we need God's word in us if we are to act godly. Talk to someone for any length of time, and you will often discover what is close to their heart. If they are filled with enthusiasm for a good or bad thing, their words will betray their passion. I have to ask myself regularly if I have given enough hints each day to reveal my passion. If being a Christian were illegal, would I be convicted based on the evidence of my life today? A glass full of water, when shaken, oozes water. A box full of talcum powder, when knocked, puffs out powder. When you are shaken or knocked, what do you produce?